Well, North Melbourne, there was a lot to like about him at the weekend, Kingy. Fighting win against the Gold Coast Suns. Third game in a row down at Blundstone. They're turning it into a bit of a fortress down there, and a big reason that they're able to do that is the recent form of this man. A little quieter start to the season by his standards, but well and truly front of mind in recent weeks. His name is Cam Zerha, North Melbourne forward. Thanks for joining us, Cam.
Hey, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now, I just got to put this on the record, because in the ad break we were debating it somewhat. It's Zerha, not Zaha.
Yeah, Zaha.
Yeah, right, okay. Zaha had a nice little ring. I like the inflection in it.
I'm sticking with Zaha.
Zaha.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. Yeah. Mum's not a fan, so it's all right.
It would sound good off the back of a snag, I reckon. You could see BT and Dwayne Russell firing up with a bit of Zaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you happy with your form and the team's form? Always good to make a return trip back to Melbourne off a win like that. And your goal in the last quarter there was clutch to the left of screen from a tight angle.
Yeah, I think if I missed it, I would have been in a bit of strife, but instead of setting it up, but yeah, I just backed myself, so it was just nice that it went through, and I'll tell you what, it was nice to get a win.
You've been around for a while now, Cam. You've seen a fair bit happen to the Kangaroos over the previous few years. Your little career, your version or your snapshot of your own form and how you're tracking as a player, how do you see things?
The last 6 weeks have definitely been a lot better for myself. I had a very pretty average start to the season. I bought a dog, so, you know, I think that changed a lot of things and made me a lot more happy. And
what'd you get, Cam?
My form went up, so I got a border collie, a little puppy.
They require a bit of work, don't they? A bit of walking.
Finding form, buy a border collie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take him for a walk twice a day, and it's just good. Gets me out of the house, and you can never have a bad day because you always come home and he's always waiting for you smiling. So, I don't know. Guess I could say my last 6 weeks, oh, it's my dog, but yeah.
What's the coach like? What's the relationship like with the new coach? Obviously, there's been a lot of change over the last two or three seasons at the Kangas, but he's a very structured sort of guy. How does that work with the Zerha package?
Yeah, he works well. He's come in and we're just stuck to the process the whole time, and he's got a clear direction that he wants us to go in, and we're really starting to follow it now and play some really good footy off the back of it. And David's been real good for us, and I think he's going to be a great coach for us for the next however many years.
And this next generation, Cam, that, you know, North Melbourne supporters can see, you know, the so-called green shoots, the guys that you're sharing the locker room with and running out with, are you excited by them? Who are some of the names that you can see really carrying the flag for North Melbourne for the next decade?
Oh, definitely. Josh Simpkin is absolutely dominating at the moment. He's leading the way in the midfield with, obviously, Ben Cunnington. But then you've got some real young players like Taron Thomas, who's really finding some form this year. Tom Powell, who's come in as well, and then obviously Nick Larkey and Steve-O. So everyone's stepping up when it's their time to go, and it's definitely a very exciting group that's coming through.
Can I ask you about this week coming? You've got the Western Bulldogs. Remember back to the Good Friday clash where they got hold of the Kangas particularly late. That last quarter was brutal. There's a lot said, a lot going on. I remember Brucey kicking his 10th goal. I think it was Bailey Smith chesting the captain, those sorts of things. It looked like it was about to boil over on occasion. Has that been spoken about this week, and do you think there'll be some spice in the game?
There's definitely going to be some spice in the game. I think that's just what we try to bring every week as a football club. We're not going to take a back step, and we're going to attack these guys like we did on the weekend to the Gold Coast Suns. So I think we'll put in a tough effort, and hopefully we get away with another win.
Does that stuff fuel you, Cam? I'll get the impression from the outside looking in, this is just the sort of thing you need, the coal to be shoveled into the furnace just to get you going personally?
Oh, it does. It does. I love a tough game, and I love putting my head over footy, and I think that's just going to be the battle this weekend. Who does it harder? So, I'm definitely going to enjoy it. So, fingers crossed that I just come out and play well.
We can all see what, you know, to use a Carlton term from yesteryear, what you're cooking. Now, I mentioned that because you're a bit of a fan of the cook, aren't you? You're a bit of a master. I think Master Chef's on at the moment. You like your cooking?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually a real big cook. I love it. Mum's a very good cook, so I owe all to her. And then obviously moving over from Perth to Melbourne, you kind of have to figure out how to cook pretty quickly, or you're not going to eat, or you're going to have Uber Eats every night, and it's going to cost you a lot.
So what's your go-to dish?
Yeah, what do you got?
I can make anything, really. I can make gnocchi. Make pasta from scratch, so make my own pasta. Nice lasagna, nice pork belly, anything really, lad.
And just on your...
Nick Riewoldt called just to help him out.
And just on your mum, Cam, and your relationship with your mum, I just might have got a little birdie might have told me that you sent her a special gift. I don't know if it was for Mother's Day or her birthday. Was it a sort of a cardboard cutout of yourself, life size?
Yeah, I did. Last year it was Mother's Day, and Mum couldn't get over, obviously. We're in the hub, so sent her a cardboard cutout of myself, and I tell you what, she loves it. She has it next to the dinner table. I think she misses me a lot. So, she even dressed it up at Christmas time.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
We just got a text come through. The temper text is usually pretty accurate. Is it true that you caught up with Dennis Pagan a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Okay, well, we can knock that one on the head. I'm glad that's the case, because Dennis still scares me. I don't want that to be passed on to yourself. Hey, what's been the big change in your game? I mean, everyone's looking at the Christian Petrarca type model and probably applying that to yourself, whether that's doable or not. In terms of going that absolute next level with fitness, how is that going along? I mean, you've probably done 4 pre-seasons now, I think, with the Kangaroos. How is that coming along? Is it getting easier every time?
Definitely, yeah. Spending more years in the game and obviously doing more pre-seasons, you get fitter and fitter. So hopefully another pre-season on my belt and obviously I'll be a bit more fitter and maybe some more time in the midfield. But to be honest, I'm really enjoying just playing forward this year, and it's going back to basics has really helped my footy in the last 6 weeks. So, yeah.
Where does the physicality come from, Cam? Is that something that has always been sort of inside you and part of you as a player, or something that you've sort of warmed to more in recent times? Because you look like you really embrace the physical side of the game.
No, I think it's just been in me through juniors and working my way up, and I think I've just really enjoyed the tackling side and the physical side and stuff like that. So I guess it's just coming to the AFL and, whatever lifts my team, it's good for me.
Tell us about your teammates. There's a couple of quiet ones down there, and there's a couple of weirdos. There's a couple of guys who just really, really swim outside the flags. What's it like down there, and who are you concerned about down there from an off-field point of view?
Concerned. I'll tell you what, there's some characters and there's some absolute great bunch of boys down here, and it's just everyone's themselves, which is just unreal, and that's what we want at the football club. And Eddie Ford, one of the new draftees, he's a ripper. He's an interesting cat, and he just goes about his business how he wants to, and we just embrace it, and it's awesome down at the club.
What's he do?
I think he just wears some interesting kits. I know I can't really talk myself, but he puts a trench coat on. Yeah, just some weird things.
Trenchy. What's the next piece of ink that you got lined up, Cam? Because you got a curious collection there at the moment.
Yeah, I don't like to give it away because my mum doesn't like them. So she sees them on telly on Saturdays and gives me a call and asks what they are. So she doesn't really get too happy. But
Have you got the man from Monopoly on your leg?
Yeah, I do. He's on my shin.
What's that for? What does that symbolise?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Well, it's a good ball game.
you're a Perth. You're West Australian, aren't you, Cam? Is it whereabouts in your country, West Australia, or are you inside of Perth? Whereabouts originally?
Oh no, I'm as city as it comes. I'm from Melville area. So,
doing it hard over there.
I'm a country bumpkin.
You're locked up over there at the moment. How's mum?
Yeah, I know. I got a call for last night telling me that they're not. My old man was actually meant to come over today, but unfortunately can't get over. So hopefully they just stay safe and look after themselves.
Cam, before we let you go, you've been really generous with your time. I just wanted to come back to the tattoos just for one moment. Oh. Now, again, this might be wrong, but have you got the tattoos of the initials of a couple of teammates on you somewhere as what? Well?
Yeah, correct, I do.
What happened there?
I lost a bet and I got two of the boys on me as well.
Whereabouts, can I ask?
You lost a bet.
They're on my ass.
Who have you got? What initials have we got?
I got Taylor Garner on me. And I got a past player, Jack Watson.
Well, kudos must go to you for following through on that, Cam.
Oh, you know. I can't see it, so it doesn't really affect me.
I heard they were getting the arse, but that's a different thing altogether, Cam.
hopefully I don't.
Cam, great to talk to you. You sound like such a character off the field. You're getting it done on the field. Your last couple of months have been absolutely fantastic. Your goal-kicking routine looks absolutely spot on at the moment, and your side has been super competitive. So congratulations on that. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck for what's to come this year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Go on, mate.
The colourful Cam Zerha joining us, thanks to Keezer. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keezer. What a ripper Cam Zerha is. And Keezer, they're now open in Mornington and Ocean Grove as well. Just a couple of tattoos on the derriere.
You need a guy like that at your footy club.
Do you what?
Like big presence, big
great
game
personality.
Day. Yeah, an aggressive game day. Without going outside the flags, he just attacks the footy, tackles hard, that sort of stuff. That's what we're talking about.
He actually loves it.
He loves it.
He's got a real thirst for it, hasn't he?
And then he's a real character behind the scenes. The boys love him.
Oh, geez, if you're willing to follow through on a bet like that.
Put tattoos on your bum.
Yes. And send your mum a cardboard cutout of yourself for Mother's Day, then all the more power to you, Cam Zerha. I love him.